Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Aliyah in Parshas Behar B'Chukaisai, that is Perek Chavav, Pasuk Yud. And we continue with all the brachas that we're going to receive if we follow the Torah and we keep the mitzvahs. V'chaltem yashan noishan, and you're going to eat that which is very old. V'yashan mipnei chadash tetziu, and you're going to have to remove the old in order to make place for the new. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Yud, v'chaltem yashan noishan, haperes yu mishtamrim v'toivim l'siyashin. The fruits are going to be good, and you're going to be able to age them well. Hey, Noshan Hanoishan Shal Shalishanim, that which is very old, it's been aged for 3 years, Yafa Lechol Mishal Shtaked, it's actually going to be more tasty than that of last year, the Yashim Bnei Chadash Tetziu, and the old doesn't have to be removed in order to make way for the new stuff, Shiu Agranis Mleis Chadash, the threshing floors are going to be full of the new crop, Varitzaris Mleis Yashan, and the granaries are going to be full of all the old crop, Utsricha Matem Lefanis Aitzaris, and you're going to have to empty out the storage houses, Lamakam Acher, move them to a different place, Losses of Chadash Seichan, in order to put the new crop into them. And back to Chomish Pasuk Yod Aleph, Venosati Mishkanim Yisaychichem, and I shall place my Mishkan among you, v'loy sigal nafshi eschem, and my soul will not be disgusted by you. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Aleph, v'nosati mishkani, ze beis hamikdash, this is talking about the beis hamikdash, v'loy sigal nafshi, ein ruchi katsa b'chem, my spirit is not going to be disgusted by you, kol ge'ila, l'shain pleitas davar, any word of ge'ila, ga'al, has to do with expelling something, spitting it out. And let's skip the rest of Rashi and go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Beis, v'shalachti b'saychem, and I will walk among you, v'hayisi l'chem l'lekim, and I shall be as a God for you, v'atem tiyu li la'am, and you shall be as a people to me. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, Asher Hotzeisi Eschem Eretz Mitzrayim, who took you out of the land of Mitzrayim, Mihiyos Lahem Avadim, from being slaves, Vo'eshbar Motais Ulchem, and I broke the pegs of your yoke, Vo'eilech Eschem Kamimios, and I led you out with upright bearing. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis, Salachti Basechem, Ataya Limachem Gan Eden, I'm going to walk along with you in Gan Eden, Ka'achan Mikem, just like one of you, Vo'eitiyu Mizdazim Mimeni, and you're not going to tremble from me. Yachol, you might think, Lo'eitiru Mimeni, that you're not going to be afraid of me, that you're not going to have the proper Yira, Tamalam, that's what the Pasuk says, I still am going to be a God for you. The next pasuk in Rashi tells us, I am fitting that you should believe in me. I'm able to do all of this. I took you out of the land of Mitzrayim. And I did many wonders for you. Jump over this next Rashi, Kamimios, Bekaim is a Kufa with erect bearing. And now we go to Pasuk Yud Dalet. We start a very challenging part of the Torah, which is called the Techacha, the admonition. All the terrible things are going to be visited upon us if we do not keep to the Torah. The pasuk tells us, V'mlois Ishmuli, if you do not listen to me, V'lois Asu is called mitzvah se'ile, and you do not do all these mitzvahs, V'mchukaisa Timasu, and if you consider my decrees disgusting, V'mes Mishpatai Tigal Nafshechem, and if your soul spits out my Mishpatim, Levilti Asu is called mitzvahisai, so as not to do any of my mitzvahs, L'hafrechem is brisi, in order to annul and do away with my covenant. Let's just take a look at Rashi over here, try to understand what this means before we start with the actual Techacha itself. V'imlois Ishmuli says Rashi in Pasuk Yud Dalet. Lias Amel B'Tayro, this is in order to toil in Tayro. L'das Mitzvah Chachamim, to know what the Chachamim say. Yachol, you might think L'kiyam HaMitzvahs, that this is talking about keeping Mitzvahs K'shuayim, when it says V'lois Sasu V'gaymer, the Pasuk continues, Harei Kiyam Mitzvahs Amar. The Pasuk is obviously talking about keeping Mitzvahs in the next part of the Pasuk, Hamani Mekayim. So what exactly is the Pasuk talking about when it says V'imlois Ishmuli? Lias Amel B'Tayro, in order to toil in Tayro. Matam Loimer Li, why does it say to me, asks Rashi. Ein Li Ella Zeham. This is talking about someone who recognizes and is aware of his master, and he intends to rebel against him. The same thing says about Nimrod. Gibor Tzayid Lifnei Hashem Shemakirai. He knew Hashem and he intended to rebel against Hashem. Same thing with Sadaim. Raim V'chataim LaHashem Ma'ayid. They knew who Hashem was and they still had intent. They specifically wanted to rebel against Hashem. The next Rashi says V'loy Sasu. You're not going to do Mishaloi Telmadu. Since you didn't study, you didn't toil in Tyra, Lo Sasus, you're not going to do the mitzvahs. Harei Shtei Averis, here's two Averis over here. And the next pasuk in Rashi says, V'mechukaisatim asu, Mayis Bacher Ma'asim. This is talking about hating others that actually do the mitzvahs. Mishpatai Tigal Nafshechem, Soine Chachamim, he hates the Chachamim. Levilti Asay, says Rashi, Mayneas Sacher Ma'asais, he actually prevents other people from doing mitzvahs. As Kol Mitzvahisai, Kaifer Shaloit Sivisim. First of all, he's Kaifer and he says that I didn't command them, Hashem didn't give us the mitzvahs. Lekach Nemer, that's why he says, As Kol Mitzvahisai, all of my mitzvahs, V'loi Nemer doesn't say, As Kol Ha Mitzvahis, all of the mitzvahs. And the Havrachem is Brisi, Kaifer Be'iker. Now he's Kaifer Be'iker, he denies Hashem himself. Hari Sheva Averis, over here we're talking about seven Averis. Harishon Agares Hashnia, the first one brings on the second. Mechen Arashvias, all the way until the seventh one. Ve'ilu Hain, and these are the Averis. Loi Lamad, he didn't learn. V'loi Asa, and he didn't do the mitzvahs. Mayas Bacher Ma'asim, he hated the ones that were doing mitzvahs. Sainas Chachamim, he hates the Chachamim. Mayneas Achim, he prevents other people from doing mitzvahs. Kaifer B'mitzvahs, and then Kaifer B'Iker, he's actually Kaifer and Hashem himself. Let's now go back to Chumash Pasuk Tazayin, and we're going to start with the Techacha, and this is actually five parts. The pasuk says, "Afani es hazos lachem, I will do the same thing to you. Vifkati alechem behala, and I shall visit upon you panic. Es hashachefes, wasting away, ves hakadachas, and burning fever. Mechalis einayim umedivais nafesh, causing a person to pine, to desire an end, and a soul to feel anguish. Uzratim lirik zarachem, and you're going to plant your seeds in vain. Vachlu avechem, and your enemies are going to eat them." Let's try to understand what's going on over here. Pasuk tazayin Rashi. Vifkati alechem, vitzivise alechem. I will command, or I will visit upon you. Shachefes. This is a sickness that wears away and wastes away the flesh. It's like someone who's swollen, that his swelling has eased, and his face looks like it's sunken in because of his flesh that was wasted away and it's sagging. Kadaches, fever. This is a sickness that flames the entire body, and heats and mavira and burns it. What does this mean? The eyes are going to look forward and they're going to desire to see, please, to be relieved and to be cured. But they're not going to be cured in the end. And the souls of the family are going to feel this pain and anguish by his death. Any desire that doesn't come, and it's been this extended desire, a person's waiting for something to come and it never comes, that's called kilyon einayim. And uzratim lirik said the pasuk, they're going to plant your seed in vain. Tizru, you're going to plant, v'loy titzmach, it's not going to grow. Vim titzmach, and if it does grow, v'achaloy vechem, your enemies are going to eat it. And back to Chumash pasuk yod zayin, v'nasati pana b'chem, and I shall turn my face against you. V'nigaftim l'fnei vechem, and you are going to be struck down in front of your enemies. V'radu b'chem soynechem, and those that hate you will subjugate you. V'nastim v'in redif eschem, and you will flee, but there will be no one chasing after you. Rashi pasuk yod zayin says, v'nasati panai, pinai shali, my attention, my spare time, so to speak, pina ani, I shall turn away mikol hasakai from all my different dealings, l'hara lechem, in order to harm you. V'radu b'chem soynechem, kimashmai, yishlitu b'chem, they're going to rule over you. And we're going to skip the rest of Rashi's, which are in our Agada and Taharas Kehan, and we're going to go back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Ches, and this is stage two of the Teichacha. V'mad elo loisesh mu'li, and if during these you are not going to listen to me, v'yosafti liyasar eschem, and I will increase tormenting you, paining you, sheval chateisechem, seven for all of your sins. Rashi over here says, Pasuk Yud Ches, v'mad elo, v'im ba'oid elo aleichem, and if while these are still upon you, loisesh mu'li, you're not going to listen to me, then v'yosafti, I'm going to increase, oid yisur machirm, other Yisurim. Sheva chataisechem, says Rashi, seven for all of your sins. Sheva puranios al sheva vers, seven punishments for the seven sins at Murs Lamala that we stated at the beginning of the Teichacha. So back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes, stage two. Veshavarti es ga'in uzchem, I'm going to break the pride of your strength. Venasati es shemechem kabarzel, and I will make your shemayim, your heavens, like iron. Vesartzchem kanechusha, and your land like copper. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yotes. Veshavarti es ga'in uzchem, the Beis HaMikdash is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. V'chenu Omer says in the Pasuk, Hinini Michal es Mikdashi ge'ayin uzchem. V'nasati yishmeichem kabarzel v'sa'artzichem kanuchusha. Rashi tells us, Zukasha Mishal Moshe, this is actually harsher than that which Moshe Rabbeinu told us in Devarim. Shasham Oimer, because over there it says, V'hayu shemecha asher al reshcha nechoshes, that the heavens above you are going to be like copper. Shiva shemayim azim, at least that means that the shemayim are going to sweat. Some sort of moisture is going to come out of them. Kedarcha nechoshes mazia, just like copper sweats. V'ha'aretz ena mazia, and the land is not going to sweat. Kedarcha ena barzel mazia, just like iron doesn't sweat. V'mishamerish perisheh, and therefore at least the land is going to preserve its fruit. But over here, Hashemayim loyim azim, the heaven is not going to sweat. Kedar she'ena barz mazia, just like iron doesn't sweat, and therefore no moisture is going to come out of the Shemayim. V'yicharev ba'ilim, there's going to be a terrible drought in the world. V'aretz tei mazia, but the land will sweat. Kedar she'ena chashes mazia, just like copper sweats. V'hima betes per says it's going to totally destroy whatever fruit is there. We know that when you have apples and some fruit in the drawer in your fridge, and there's some moisture and condensation over there, it can rot terribly and it becomes moldy, and that's what's going to happen to all the fruit of the land. This is in this Teichacha. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chaf, and your strength is going to be spent for nothing. And the land is not going to give its produce. And the tree of the land is not going to give its fruit. Rashi Pasuk Chaf tells us, if you have a person that didn't do any work, he didn't plow, he didn't plant, he didn't weed his field, he didn't clear it, he didn't hoe it, at the time of the harvest, let's say a shidafon came, and strikes him, that's not a problem, it's not a punishment, because he didn't do any work in the field. Of Adam Sha'amal, a person who toiled hard in his field, v'charash, v'zara, v'nikesh, v'kasach, v'adar, he did everything necessary to have a successful, bountiful crop. Ubashi dafin, and then shidafin comes, umalka oisein, strikes him, harishino shalzeh kehais, his teeth are knocked out because of that, meaning he suffers greatly, just like we tell the Rashi in the Haggadah, hakes shinov, knock out his teeth, this person suffers really greatly because of this. V'loisitin artzcham yevula, says Rashi, af masha tamayvula, even that which you had planted in it, you had put in it, b'shasazara, at the time of planting, even that is not going to grow for you. Eitz Ha'aretz, Afilu Min Ha'aretz, Yiyalakoy Shaloy Yachnit Peirosev, its fruits are not going to ripen Bishas Chanata at the proper time of ripening. Skip this Rashi, go to the next Rashi, Lo Yitain Piri, it's not going to give its fruit. Kishu Mafre, and when it does produce fruit, Masher Peirosev, its fruit is just going to drop to the ground. Harish Te Klalais, over here we have two curses, Vieshkan Sheva Puranias, and we have seven punishments over here. And the seven punishments are as follows, Vishavarti is going to Uzchem, and that the heavens is going to be like iron, the land is going to be like copper, you're going to spend your strength in vain, the land is not going to give its produce, the tree of the land is not going to give any fruit, and even if it does give fruit, it's going to fall to the floor and get ruined. And now back to Pasuk Chaf Aleph for the third stage of the Teichacha, Vim Telcha Imi Keri, and if you're going to go with me with casualness, with a coldness, and you're not going to want to listen to me, I shall add on striking you seven like your sins. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Vim Telcha Imi Keri, Rabbi Seinu Amr Chachamim say, Arai, Keri means with like a casualness, B'mikra, by chance, She'ene El Leprakim, it's only from time to time, Kein Telcha Arai B'mitzvahs, you're going to be like that with all the mitzvahs. And skip the rest of Rashi, go to the next Rashi, Sheva Khatay Sechem, Sheva Peronis Acheres, B'mispar Sheva Khatay Sechem. Seven other punishments, seven in number, just like your sins, like we stated previously, seven sins that lead to all these punishments. And back to Chomish Pasuk Chav Beis, V'shlachti Bochem Eschayas Asadeh, and I shall send the wildlife of the field against you, V'shikla Eschem, and they will make you bereave, they will make you mourn, V'hechrisa Esbehem Techem, and they're going to completely wipe out your cattle, V'hem Ita Eschem, and diminish you, V'neshamu Darkechem, and your roads are going to be completely empty. Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis says, V'hishlachti, I'm going to send them against you, Lashon Geiroi. This is really a Lashon of inciting. Hashem is going to incite the animals against us. V'shikla Eschem, and they're going to make you bereave. Enli Alachai Mishakelos, I only know that a chaya, a wild animal in the field, that's Mishakelos, that causes a person to mourn. Shadarka Bekach, because that's its nature to do so. But Behema, a domesticated animal, Shadarka Bekach, it's not normal that a domesticated animal shall cause a person to bereave. Minayin, how do we know that even the domesticated animals are going to cause harm? Tom Lambert says in the Pasuk, V'shen Behema Sashalach Bam. Harish Taim, over here we have two punishments. Minayin, how do we know Shetahem and Misub and Shichasa, it's going to kill just with its bite? Tom Lambert, that's why the Pasuk says, Im Chamas Zoichale Afar, Ma Elu Neishchem, just like these bite, Umimisim, and they kill. This is talking about snakes, Af Elu. So too, these animals, Neishchem and Misim, they're going to bite and it's going to kill with its bite. And Kvarha Yushan and Beretz Yisrael, there were already years in Eretz Yisrael, says Rashi, the Chamar Neishchem Memes, that a donkey bites and kills, and Ari Neishchem Memes, and a wild donkey bites and kills. So we see that a regular donkey and a wild donkey are going to be the same exact thing. And Veshikla Eschem Rashi says, Elu Akhtanim, this is talking about the Khtanim, they're going to die. Vechris has Behemtechem, and they're going to totally wipe out your cattle, Mibachutz, the cattle is on the outside of the house. And then Meet Eschem, they're going to diminish you, that's Mibifnim, even though you're on the inside, you're going to be diminished. Not completely wiped out, but nonetheless, they will be lower in numbers. Venoshamu Darkechem, and your roads are going to become completely empty. Shvilim Gedalim, Ushvilim Ketanim, this is large, major thoroughfares, and even small pathways. Hare Sheva Puranis, over here we have seven punishments once again. Shen Behema, Veshen Chaya, Chama Zechle Offer, which Rashi had mentioned, Veshikla, Vechrisa, and Vemita, Venoshamu, these are seven punishments. And now we go back to Chumash, Pasuk of Gimel, for the fourth stage of the Teichacha. And the Pasuk says, Vim Beila Lois Vasruli, and if despite these you're not going to be chastised towards me, Valachtim Imi Keri, and you still behave towards me with this casualness. Valachti Afani Imachem Bekeri, and I too will behave towards you with casualness. Vikesi Eschem Kamani, and I too will strike you, Sheval Chatoisechem, seven for all your sins. Vivesi Alechem, and I'll bring upon you, Cherev Nekemes Nekambres, an avenging sword, avenging the covenant. Vinesaftem El Rechem, and you'll be gathered into your cities. Vishilachtem Dever Besechem, and I shall send plague among you. Vinitatem Biad Oev, and you'll be given over into the hands of your enemies. Vishivri Lachem Ate Lechem, when I break for you the staff of bread, Va'afu Eser Nashim Lachem Chemetan Re'echod, 10 women will bake your bread in one oven, Vishivu Lachem Chem B'mishkol, and they're going to bring it back by weight. Va'achaltem V'loitz Bo, but you're going to eat and not be satisfied. And let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Hey, skip the first Rashi. The second Rashi says, Vinesaftem, you're going to be gathered into your cities, Minachotz, from the outside, El Taicha Arim, into the city, Mebnei HaMatzer, because of the siege of the enemies. Vishilachti Dever B'Seichachem, Va'idea Dever, because of this plague, Minitatem B'yad Oivim, then you're going to be given over into the hands of the enemies, Hatzar Malechem, which are besieging you. Fisha in Melina Mesames B'Yushalayim, because we don't allow a dead person to stay overnight in Yushalayim, they have to be buried out of Yushalayim. Oshem Etzina Sames, when they take the mace out of Yushalayim, the cover to bury him, Nitatem B'yad Oivim, so they're going to be given over into the hands of the enemy. The next pasuk said, Matel Lechem, the staff of bread. What does that mean? Lashain Mishon, this is a source of support. Kamoi Matel Oiz, a staff of strength, meaning bread is a source of support. B'shivri Lechem, Matel Lechem, what does that mean? That when I break for you the staff of bread, Eshbar lachem kol misad oichel. I'm going to break for you any sort of sustainment or nourishment of food. Vehim chitzei rav. This is the arrows of hunger, meaning food is not going to sustain a person. Va'afu eser nashim lachem etanur echad michoyser etzim. 10 women are going to have to bake your bread in the same oven because they're not going to have any wood. Ve'shivu lachmechem b'mishkal shetehea tivu in your keves. The grain is going to rot. V'nasis pasni poiles, and the bread is going to be crumbly. Mishdaberes betanur, breaks apart in the oven. Vehin yashveis. These 10 women are going to sit. V'shaklas hashvarim, and weigh the pieces. L'chalkem b'neim, to divide them among themselves. Machaltem v'leitz bo, you're going to eat and not be satiated. Zui me'era, this is a curse. B'sei chamayayim, even inside a person's stomach, a person's going to eat, and even that which he ate is not going to satisfy him. And once again, Rashi tells us, Hare sheva prani. So over here we have 7 punishments. Cherev, matzor, dever, shever matei lechem, chayser etzim, pasni poiles, me'era b'meyayim, and v'nitatem, the curse that you're going to be delivered in the hand of your enemy, enem in aminyan, that's not counted, because he ha'cherev, that is the same thing as the sword destroying you. And back to Chumash Pasuk of Zion for the 5th and final part of the Techacha. Vim b'zois le'sishmuli, and if despite this, through all this, you're not going to listen to me, v'alachtim imibikeri, and you still act towards me in this casual manner, v'alachti imachem hamas keri, and I shall behave towards you with a fury, a fire of casualness, v'yisarti eschem afani, and I will chastise you, even myself, shevach ha'teseichem, 7 ways, 7 punishments for your sins. And you're going to eat the flesh of your sons, and the flesh of your daughters you're going to eat. I'm going to destroy your high places, and I will completely decimate and destroy your images that you made for the sun. And I'm going to put your carcasses on the carcasses of your idols, and my spirit is going to completely reject you. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Your high places, Migdalim, this is towers, Ubiranias, and castles. This is a type of Vaidazara. Shamidim al gagas, that's put on the roof. Valshim shamidim chama, since they stand in the sun, krim chamanim, they're called chamanim, sun images. Nosatias begrechem, I'm going to put your carcasses. Tefuche rav hayu, these people were swollen by hunger. Umatzin yirasim, they take out their yira, meaning their deity, their god, mechekum, from their chest. Umanashkim asim and kiss them. Uchresin ifkasin, their belly would burst out of hunger. Vinayfal and then they would fall upon it. Vigal na nafshi eschem, zesiluk shchina, this is the departure and the removal of the shchina. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vinosatias erechem charba, and I will completely destroy your cities. Vashi Moses Mikdashechem, and I'm going to make your Mikdashim completely desolate. Veloy Ariach Berech Nichachachem, and I will not smell your Reach Nichach, your pleasing aroma. Let's take a look at Rashi, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vinosatias erechem charba, Yachom Adam, you might think this is going to be barren, it's going to be completely empty of man. Kshu Aimer, when it says in the Pasuk, Vashi Moses Anias Haaretz, Hari Adam Amor, that's talking about a person. Hamani Mekayim Charva, that's going to be ruined. Me Oiver Vashav, that means people aren't even going to pass through your land. Vashi Moses Mikdashechem, Yachom and Akarbanus, you might think this means that we're not going to be able to bring Karbanus. Kshu Aimer, when it says in the Pasuk, Veloy Ariach, Hari Karbanus Amurim, that's talking about Karbanus. Hamani Mekayim, so what's the Pasuk talking about when it says, Vashi Moses Mikdashechem, Mena Gud Gideos, Shayar, Shal Yisrael, Shayim Skaches, Vinayda, Slav Hisham, from all the different throngs and the many caravans of Yidden that are ready to come to the base of Mikdash, they are also going to be desolate and they're not going to come. Hari Sheva Puranis, over here we have 7 punishments. Achilus Mesar Banu Banis, eating of the flesh of sons and daughters. Vashmadis Bamais, destruction of the high places. Hari Shtaim, that's 2. Krisis Chamanim, cutting down of the sun images. Ankan Puranis, that's not considered a punishment. Eli, the Hashmadis Habirais, since the castle and the tower is going to be destroyed. Yiplu Chamanim, Shebrashi Agagais, send these images that are on the roof are going to fall. Vikoresu and be cut down. Rusatis Begrechim Begaimer. However, I'm going to put your carcasses and what it says afterwards. Hari Shalish, that's 3. Siluk Shechina, the removing of the Shechina. Arba, that's 4. Churban Aram, destruction of the cities. Shimon Mikdash Min Hagud Gedias. Valerich Karbanis. Hare Sheva. That is a total of 7. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vashi Maisi Anias Haaretz, and I'm going to make the land desolate. Veshamu Aleo Ivechem Ayeshim Ba, and your enemies that dwell upon it, they will also be desolate. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Beis, Vashi Maisi Anias Haaretz. Zumida Tevel Yisrael, this is actually a good mida, this is something good for Klal Yisrael. Shelo Yimtzu Ayvim Nachas Ruach Ba'artzam Shetiyah Shemei Miyeshveh, that the enemies that are dwelling in the land are going to find Nachas Ruach. It's not going to be pleasant for them because it's going to be completely desolate. But back to the Chumash Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Ve'eschem Ezar Ba'Gaim, and you, I will separate you and spread you among the Gaim. And it will empty the sword after you. And your land is going to be completely devoid and desolate. And your cities will be put to ruin. Rashi Pasuk Lamed Gimel tells us, this is very harsh. Because when you have the inhabitants of one country, they're exiled to a different place, says at least they see each other, and they can be consoled by one another. But Klal Yisrael is going to be spread out as if by a winnowing basket. Like a person who's winnowing barley with a sifter, and not one of them is going to be stuck to another. kaisi, I'm going to empty out. K'shishalef hacherv, when a person draws the sword, misreken hanadon, so the sheath is completely emptied. U'medrashay, and medrash is cherv hanishmetes achrechem, the sword which is going to be released after you, to chase after you, ein chazeres maher, it's not going to come back so quickly. Ka'adam shemer kesamayim, like a person who spills out water, vein soif and lachzer, the water's not going to come back to him. V'hoysa artzachem shemaman, your land is going to be desolate, shaloi tamar u'lashav l'soicha, you're not going to come back to it quickly. Mitochachem, because of that, arechem yu'ucharva, your cities are going to be put to ruin. Nearest lachem charevis, they're going to seem ruined to you. Shebashasha adam gaila, when a person goes into exile, mibesa from his house, or mikamri from his vineyard, or mi'iri from his city, v'soif l'achzer, he's going to end up coming back, kilu in karmabesa charevim, it's as if it's not ruined. Kachshinu b'taras kahanim. However, when you know you're not going to come back, then it's like it's completely ruined. Back to Chumash Lamed Dalad. Az tirtza ha'aretz shab seisel, then the land is going to be appeased because of its Shemitah years, kol yimei hashama, all of its years of desolation, v'atem b'aretz aveichem, while you're in the land of your enemies, az tishbas ha'aretz v'hirtza es shab seisel, then the land is going to rest, and it's going to make its Shemitah years appeasing. Kol yimei hashama tishbas, all of its days of being desolate, it's going to rest. That which it did not rest during the Shemitah years that you dwelled upon it. Let's take a look at Rashi over here. Pasuk Lamed Dalid, Oz Tirta, Tefias is Kas Hamakim. It's going to appease the anger of Hashem, Shakas al Shemitah Yisrael, who was angered over us not keeping Shemitah properly. Vihirtzas, it's going to be appeased. Lamelch to the king, is Shabsay Seho, it's Shemitah years. Skip the first Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Hey. The next Rashi says, Esasher Loishav, so that it did not rest, Shivim Shanash al Galas Bavil, the 70 years of Galas Bavil, Hein Ha Yukenegit Shivim Shnais Hashemitah Vyav. They correspond to the 70 years of Shemitah and Yovel, Shehayu Bashanim, Shechisu Yisrael Ba'artzom, Lefnei Hamakim, Arba Meis U'Shleshim Shana, which took place during the years that Klal Yisrael angered Hashem in their land for 430 years. And the continuation of Rashi just goes through the entire Cheshbon, how we reach 70 years corresponding to 70 times that we had Shemitah and Yovel throughout 430 years. Back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Vav, Vanisharim Bachem, and the survivors, the ones that are left among you, Vehevesi Marech Bavavam, I'm going to bring fear into their hearts, Ba'artzom Sevim, the land of their enemies, v'radaf oisam kol alenidof, and the sound of a rustling leaf is going to chase them, v'nasim minusas cherv, and they're going to run away as if being chased by a sword, v'naflu v'ein redif, and they're going to fall, but no one's going to be chasing them, v'kashlu ish be'achiv, and one person will stumble over his brother, kimipnei cherv, as if they're running away from a sword, v'redif ayin, but no one's chasing them, v'loisi alechem tekum lefnei aveichem, and you will not have the power to withstand your enemies. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Vav, tells us, v'vesi marech pacha, this is talking about a fright, v'roich levav, and softness of the heart. Jump to the next Rashi, v'nasim minusas cherv. They're going to run away as if being chased by a sword. Ki'ilu raitvim hargamaisam, as if someone is chasing them to kill them. Ala nidaf, a rustling leaf. Sheruch dechvay, umakeyu ala acher. The wind pushes it, knocks it against another leaf. Umakashkesh, and it rattles, umaitzikol, and it produces a sound, and that is what's going to frighten everyone. Jump now to the first Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Vekashlu ish be'achiv, each man is going to stumble over his brother. Ksheirutsu lanos, when they're running away to escape, yikashlu zebezeh, they're going to stumble over each other. Ki balu larts, because they're going to be so confused, they're just going to try to run away as quick as possible. Kibivnei cherv, as if from a sword. Ki'ilu barchem, as if they're running away, milfnei hargim, from someone trying to kill them. She'ebel vavam pachad, they're going to be so frightful in their heart. V'chal shas svurim sh'adam raitvam, and they constantly are thinking, and someone's chasing them. O'medrashe, and Medrash explains this, v'kashlu ish be'achav, one man will stumble over his brother, zen nechshol, that means one person stumbles, ba'avanish lezeh, through the sin of another one. Shekal Yisrael arivim zel zeh, because everyone's connected to each other, and when one sins, someone else learns from him and stumbles too. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Ches, Vavatem Bagayim, you're going to be lost among the nations, Va'achla Eschem Eretz Eveichem, and the land of your enemies is going to consume you. Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Ches, tells us, Vavatem Bagayim, Kshetiu Pizurim, when you're scattered among the nations, Tiu Avudim Zemizeh, you're going to be lost one from another. Va'achla Eschem, it's going to consume you, Elu Hamesim Bagayla, this is talking about someone who dies out in Galus. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Ches, we continue, Vanish Armachem, and those who are left over as the survivors, Yimaku Ba'avainam Ba'arz Ezevam, they will completely melt away because of their sins in the land of their enemies. And they're also going to disintegrate because of the sin of their forefathers that are with them. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamates. When the sins of their fathers are with them, when they still continue doing the bad deeds that their father did, that's what's going to happen. Yimaku, disintegrate, lashana masa, this means dissolving. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem, v'hisvadu es avoinam v'savoinam v'isam, and they're going to confess their sin and the sin of their forefathers, b'malam asher ma'alubi, for the treachery which with they betrayed me, and also because they behave towards me with this casualness. I also will behave towards them with this casualness. And I'm going to bring them to the land of their enemies, Ay az yikanu l'vavim ha'arel, perhaps then their unfeeling hearts will be completely humbled, v'az yirtzu savoinam, and then they're going to gain appeasement for their sin. Rashi Pasuk Memalov tells us, v'vesi yosam ani ba'atzmi aviyam, I myself will bring them, zumi de taiva. This is actually a good thing, l'Yisrael, for Klai Yisrael. Shloyu aymer, so that they don't say, ha'el v'golinu, since we've been sent to exile, ben umayz among the nations, nasa kama saying, we're just going to do like them. Ani eini manichim, I'm not going to let them do that, says Hashem. Al maman anias neviyayu machzirun, I'm going to have my neviyim go there and bring them back, l'sachas k'nafai under my wings, Shneimer says in the pasuk, "V'ha'ayla aruchachem, ha'ayla siya v'gaimer, chay ani v'gaimer, imloibiyad chazaka v'gaimer." Skip the next Rashi. V'az yirtzu es avaynim, yichapro avaynim. They're going to atone for their sin, be yusureim through all their sufferings. Back to Chumash pasuk Membeis. V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, and I'm going to remember my covenant with Yaakov. V'afes brisi Yitzchak, and my bris with Yitzchak. V'afes brisi Avram eskar, and also my bris with Avram, I'm going to remember. V'ha'aretz eskar, and I'm also going to remember the land. Pasuk Membeis and Rashi tells us, "V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, b'chamisha makom es nichtav mali." There's five different places the name Yaakov is written full with a vav in between the kuf and the vez. Ve'eliyahu chaser b'chamish makamis, and the name Eliyahu, referring to Eliyahu Anavi, is missing a vav in five places. Yaakov natal ois mishmish Eliyahu. Yaakov Vinu took a letter from the name of Eliyahu, a ravine, as a security, as a collateral, shiyavai, that he's going to come ve'vaser geulas banav and announce the redemption of his children. Zacharti Bris Yaakov, Rashi says, lama nimnu acheranis, why are they listed backwards? Why is it listed Yaakov, Yitzchak, and Avram, and not the other way around? Klaimer to say, kedai hu Yaakov akatan lakach, even Yaakov, he's fitting for this. Vim eni kedai, if you're going to say he's not sufficient, hare Yitzchak ima, Yitzchak's with him. Vim eni kedai, if it's not sufficient, hare Avram ima, Avram's with him. Shu kedai, that he's sufficient, he can redeem Klal Yisrael. V'lomalei nemru zechira by Yitzchak. Why doesn't it say the word zechira by Yitzchak? It only says it by Yaakov and by Avram. Elos is Rashi, afresh al Yitzchak, the ashes of Yitzchak near lefane, they appear before me, tsavur, gathered, umunach ha-mizbeach, and on the mizbeach. But back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Gimel. V'ha'aretz te'azev mehem, v'sirtz es shapsoi seha, behashama mehem. And the land will be completely empty of them, and will be appeased for its Shemitah years after having become desolate of them. V'hem yirtzu savoinam, and they need to gain atonement for their sin. Ya'an ubiyan. Now the word ya'an really means because, but over here it means as retribution or in compensation because of. B'mishpatei ma'asu, they rejected my mishpatim, v'eschu kais ha'gal o'nafsham, and because their nefesh spit out my decrees. Now the pasuk tells us something encouraging, even after all this teichacha, va'af gamzais b'yosem eretzeveim, and even through all of this, while they're in the land of their enemies, loy ma'astim v'loy ga'altim l'chaloisam, I will not have been disgusted or have rejected them to completely obliterate them, l'hafer brisi itam, and to do away with my bris with them, ki ani Hashem l'keihem, because I am Hashem their God, v'zochati l'hem bris rishayim, and I will remember the bris of the first ones, asher etzesi yosem eretz mitzrayim, that I took them out of the land of Mitzrayim, la'eni agayim, in front of the nations, liyos l'hem l'lekim, to be for them as a God, ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Mem Dalad. Va'af gam zayis. Even through this, va'af afilu ani oisei imahim zayis apronis. Even though I punish them with all these things, asher amarti that I've said, be yosam be'ertzevim, when they're in the land of their enemies, lo yemasem l'chaloisam, I will not abhor them. I'm not going to be disgusted to the point of completely wiping them out. Lohafir brisi itam, and doing away with my covenant with them. And next pasuk in Rashi tells us bris rishayim, the bris with the first ones. Who's that referring to? Shal shvatim with the shvatim. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Vav. Ela chukim v'mishpatim v'hatayrais. These are the decrees, the mishpatim, and the Asher Nasan Hashem, that Hashem gave Beinu Ben Bnei Yisrael, between him and Klai Yisrael, Bahar Sinai, Biyad Moshe, and Har Sinai, through Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Vav, says, V'hatoyres and the toyres, plural, Achas Shebechsav, Achas Baal Peh, one's talking about Torah Shebechsav, one's talking about Torah Shebaal Peh, Magdas teaches us, Shekulm Nitnu L'Moshe B'Sinai, that everything was given to Moshe at Har Sinai, that's Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. We're going to stop here for the day. Everyone should have a wonderful day.